Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Her shrine in southern France is one of the most visited pilgrimage sites in the world, principally because of the miraculous cures associated with the waters of the spring that appeared during the apparitions of Our Lady to a poor 14-year-old girl whose name is Bernadette Soubirous. The first apparition occurred on this day, February 11th, 1858. And there were 18 in all. The last took place on July 16th of the same year. And at one point, Our Lady told Bernadette, I cannot promise you happiness in this life, only in the next. And she asked her to pray numerous times for the conversion of sinners. This young girl lived out her life quietly, you know, going to the convent and never seeking attention for herself. She gave all of herself to God, and she became a great saint. Her body is incorrupt to this day, and it looks so beautiful, you'd think that she was only sleeping. Before dying, she suffered greatly. At one point she said she never dreamed that the human body could endure such pain and still carry on, still live. She also said that, I want my whole life to be inspired by love. He who loves does all things easily, or if he suffers, he loves that suffering. Why is suffering necessary? Because on earth, pure love cannot exist without suffering. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I no longer feel my cross when I think of yours. Lourdes has become a place of pilgrimage and healing, but even more of faith. Church authorities have recognized over 60 miraculous cures, although there have been thousands reported. To people of faith, it isn't surprising. Most of the miracles take place during the Eucharistic procession, and also the blessing of the sick with the Blessed Sacrament. And I believe most would agree that the greater miracles are hidden. You know, many who visit Lourdes return home with a renewed faith, a readiness to serve God. And, you know, there still may be people who doubt the apparitions and the miracles of Lourdes. Perhaps the best that can be said to them would be the words that introduce the film, The Song of Bernadette. For those who believe in God, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not believe, no explanation is possible.